A growing number of groups and individuals are working to find homes for dogs that may come from unstable situations. However, Donna Gilson with DATCAP says those trying to bring a dog into Wisconsin need to have a clear health history for that animal.
If you're going to bring a dog into Wisconsin, you need to have a health certificate that's been signed by an accredited veterinarian. That's a not just a licensed veterinarian, but one who has been accredited by the federal government.
The warning is prompted by a case in Dane County where an adopted dog had to be quarantined after it bit a young girl in the face and the rescuer could not produce a health certificate. Gilson says consumers need to ask for that information.
Don't just look at this person and say, gee, she has really good intentions, she's got a good heart. Ask for that health certificate. And if the rescuer cannot produce the health certificate, just walk away. You're not doing that animal any favors.
The law is intended to reduce the risk of rabies and other canine diseases from being spread. Gilson says it's also meant to protect consumers from adopting an animal with a largely unknown history.
You know, these animals come from bad backgrounds. There's a reason that they're rescue animals, and they're probably going to have some behavior problems.
Gilson says consumers concerned about a rescue animal's health should contact DATCAP. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.